Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you remember this? The old corporate seal of RCA. If you're old enough and you know what they are, you used to find this on something called phonograph records. But for those of you who aren't familiar with it, you see the picture of the dog in front of the old phonograph with that cone that, where the sound comes out. And the dog is, you know, he's listening, and below are the words, his master's voice. Listening to the master's voice is what Jesus is emphasizing in the gospel lesson today during his visit to the home of Martha and Mary. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus listening to his word while Martha was, we're told, busy with much serving. Listen again to what Jesus said to Martha. Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Mary set her heart on Jesus' word, his word of teaching. Now, we also share Mary's need, and so we also, with one heart, set ourselves at Jesus' feet to hear the Master's voice teach us. We share Mary's need to hear the word of the Lord. And for us, that means one thing: taking time for Bible reading, Bible learning. When Martha confronts Jesus with Mary's just sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to him and not helping her with all the serving, the answer that Jesus gave Martha is not what she expected. Martha wanted Jesus to send Mary to help her. But Jesus knew. Jesus knew that Mary and Martha, that both of them needed more of what Jesus was giving by his words than what Martha was preparing with all of her running around the house and the kitchen. But take note. It's important to take note of this, that when Jesus does answer Martha, he does so with obvious love. When he repeated Martha's name, it's kind of like what a parent does with a child when they're gently correcting their own children. It's significant that Peter, the one who Luke got this story from, it's significant that Peter remembered this detail of repeating Martha's name, because it reveals the love that Jesus shows to his followers, even when the need to correct his followers arises. It's sort of like in the Old Testament lesson today, where the angel of the Lord corrects Abraham's wife, Sarah, when she laughs at the idea that at her age, by the way, who remembers from our study in Genesis how old Sarah was? How old was she? She was 90, yeah. And Abraham was how old? He was 100, that's right. And so she laughed that she might indeed have this joy of having a baby. So again, it says, so Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. It is the word of the Lord that brings joy to us, and even brings us unexpected joy, and joy that we think is even beyond what we deserve. You know that owning a Bible does not make a person, it does a person no good unless they read it and study. Let's go to the next one. There you go. You can have the Bible, but unless you read it and take time to study it and meditate on it, it doesn't do you any good. There are people who've never read the Bibles that they own. But instead, many folks treat the Bible like a good luck charm. They leave them sit out on the table or on a bookshelf. They look at it and they hope that maybe somehow it sort of rubs off on them a little bit. Doing that is treating the Bible with superstition. The Bible's not meant for that, but rather it's to be dug into, to spend time with, so it can produce the fruitfulness in a person's life that God, through His Word, wants to give us. Now, owning a farm does not make a person a farmer. He's a farmer only if he cultivates the land and harvests the crops that it produces. The same thing also bears out with the Bible as well. What it is that Mary was given at Jesus' feet is still there. It's still there for anyone who will take the time to sit and read Scripture. Then, like the farmer, who's rewarded with fruitful crops in due season after the planting and the watering the soil, the one who reads the Bible will also receive the reward of growing in the grace of the Lord. Focusing on God's grace is the only way we have to give anyone the good news that God wants them to know, which is that God loves them. That message that Jesus was trying to teach to Mary and Martha today, that only comes from taking time with Scripture. You don't first have to have a full comprehension of God to study the Bible. But you do need to read the Bible to have an understanding of God and of His great love for you. Understanding God's love can only come from studying the Bible, because that's how God has chosen to speak to the world. And the promise of new life in His Word is a promise for us, just like it was for Mary. What Mary had chosen would not be taken away from her. When we do as Mary did, when we take time to focus on Jesus and His Word, we too receive the reward of that same promise from Jesus, that God's Word will not be taken away from us. As we enter into Bible reading, we realize that in that study time, that Christ Himself comes and meets us. He serves us in Bible study. We're not doing something for Him. And that reminds us also that we can't do anything for Christ without first receiving from Christ. Jesus came and served us through His death on the cross and His resurrection from the grave. As Paul pointed out in the epistle lesson today, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Jesus continues to serve us by giving us the promise of life everlasting, reconciled with the Father through the Holy Spirit because of what Jesus has first done for us in His own death and His resurrection. When we come to communion, we receive that very promise into our mouths by the presence, the true presence of His body and blood in, with, and under the forms of bread and wine. And that promise He delivers to us here by grace through faith alone. When we forget, that Jesus came first to serve us, we end up as Martha and not as Mary. In today's lesson, Martha, very well-meaning, permitted her distraction and her worry to keep her from listening to and hearing from Jesus. We place everything in our lives at the feet of Jesus and His Word. We should allow nothing, not even our service to Him. We should allow nothing, not even our service to Him, to separate us from Christ. I want to close with a story from a woman who told about her husband when he came home from Bible study one day. She said, "One evening my husband sat himself down in his chair and told me about the series of questions he had answered in his Bible study for the day. Question one asked me to list the values most important to me." He had said, what he said was, "I put my personal relationship with Jesus Christ as number one, and with you, my wife, as number two. The second question asked me to list my free time activities. I put watching television, house and yard projects, the planning of my work. When I got to question three, it asked me to compare what I said was most important in my life to what I actually did with my time, and then to draw my own conclusions." When he did that, she said, he realized that the way he was spending his time didn't add up with what he said was most important to him. Maybe we could each try asking ourselves those questions sometime this week, sometime when we have a few minutes. What do I value? What is on my list of free time activities? And what happens when I compare those two? Let those questions serve to remind us of how important it is to spend time in God's Word and to listen to Him there. And we can do the same thing in our congregation. Today we have a congregational meeting. Let's ask those questions as we plan things here. Are we truly spending our time on hearing, sharing, and living the gospel? Now, remember that we started out today talking about listening to the Master's voice. That's what we do anytime that we spend time in Scripture. We listen to our Master's voice. Our Master's voice gives us comfort. It gives us true peace in much of the chaos, so much chaos and grief that we see around us in the world today. The voice of Jesus is the voice that we hear in the Bible. Let's each take time this week and in the Scriptures sit at Jesus' feet as Mary did and receive there from our Master what He wants to give us. New life through His Word. In His name we pray. Amen.